Howdy, dream cowboys.
Welcome to the HBO Boys podcast. Today we are recapping and reviewing What If Season 1, Episode 7, the longest drawn-out show I think we've ever watched for Marvel stuff. What if Thor were an only child? I'm Adam, and with me today is Rayon.
Hi, I'm Rayon. I'm French.
You are French now.
I am French.
Wait, he was
now.
French?
Who? Me?
Taika Waititi.
No.
In Suicide Squad.
Oh. Then yes. I get that reference. See? And did you get my reference about that the thing that I said about the reference? Did you get it?
Nope.
Captain America?
Nope.
Avengers? See, I get that reference. You remember that from Captain America?
Oh, yes. I get that reference. You're right. I get you.
Oh, good.
That's about as good as this episode was, guys.
This episode fucking sucked. I'm so angry. I paused it like 15 minutes in.
Really?
And I knew people were going to be so up its dick and like it so, so much.
Ugh.
And I was like, how much more do I have of this trash episode? I can't deal with it. Like, I've been down on What If as a show, but this episode, I'll quickly read what James, who cannot be here, sadly.
Yep.
He said, they make every episode half Marvel jokes. Yep. And that's the worst part. He's been anti-Marvel jokes the entire time. And now they've made a straight comedy and it's the worst one. The best episode for me was probably the Doctor Strange one. This is something I don't agree with, but more power to him. Although I do like his reasoning, because it was the only episode where they just let moments of drama and darkness hang there without immediately following them up with a lame quip.
So, I agree with him. I agree with him on that.
I don't think it makes it the best one. I think it still is not as good as the Guardians of the Galaxy episode.
The Guardians one is the best one.
I'll tell you, I think his reasoning has moved Doctor Strange up for me.
Okay.
And zombies down.
I was going to say, because I like the zombie episode, but it didn't. I felt more satisfied with the Doctor Strange episode because something actually happened. It finished. You know, there's nothing more we can do with that. There's no more what would happen after that. It is done.
Yeah.
I liked that closure.
Adam, I agree. What I'll also say is that we are a recap and review show.
Yeah.
Okay. So we usually also do recaps.
Yes.
Here's the recap of this episode.
Yeah.
Thor doesn't have Loki as a brother.
And he's a brother from another mother.
That's true. That's a thing that is said by Loki. Tom Hiddleston had to read that off a page and then say it into a microphone, which is sad for, I think, everyone involved.
It's sad for Marvel, honestly.
Yeah, and then Thor, in response to this change, well, by the way, another episode where we see the Watcher very clearly in the clouds, but he doesn't do anything about anything.
Right.
And Thor now just goes from planet to planet having neat parties, but the parties are also, you know, apocalyptic in nature. And this time he has chosen Midgard, and S.H.I.E.L.D. takes offense, so we get Captain Marvel, who I don't like, mm-hmm. and we get Nick Fury for a little while. We get Maria Hill, who steps in for Nick Fury after Nick Fury is like body blocked out of the way. Jane Foster's right. Natalie Portman. We get a bit of Jeff Goldblum, which was a highlight for me of the episode. Clark Gregg, Taika Waititi is here for a little while. Karen Gillan here for a while. Seth Green is Howard the Duck, which I didn't need.
Yep, unnecessary.
Once again, we have a Drax that is not done by Dave Bautista.
But still, surprisingly, one of the better voice acting performances in this entire show.
Lady Alexander is Lady Sif. Kat Dennings is Darcy Lewis. Her voice is tough on my ears. And Chris Hemsworth as Thor.
Which was awful.
Bad. Not good at all.
I don't get it with this show. I don't get it. It's all the real people for the most part. And they're bad. They're bad at doing animation voiceover. Not that I'm saying that I'm good or have any gauge, but
there's a
huge disconnect with the character
Adam,
and the voice. Thank
Adam.
You. I appreciate you.
No. You're deflecting. You're okay, amazing.
Okay, go on.
You're so good.
Can you say it again?
No.
Wow, okay.
Frost Giant Loki?
Frost Giant Loki was kind of interesting. I liked that
part. I didn't
part
expect
of it.
Frost Giant Loki to be giant. Yeah. I don't know why.
I like that Odin gave Loki back to the Frost Giants. I think that was a cool little dynamic, and I liked that they were buddy-buddy with the Frost Giants. Like, I think that was funny.
This universe's Loki takes supplements. Yeah.
He's a bodybuilder.
Oh, man. Okay, so I've just been reading Reddit. Yeah. This is for the next 5 minutes, I'm just going to... Oh, no, your weird rocks have fallen over.
Yeah, keep going.
God. I was honestly psyched Stonehenge was gone, because, like, who cares?
I did like that he destroyed Stonehenge, but then rebuilt it, which was not as fun.
Darcy and Howard the Duck got married in Vegas.
Which is insane. The fact that was written into the story. The Queen Amidala, Natalie Portman, is now married to Howard the Duck.
No, it's Natalie Portman is not Darcy. What are you talking about?
Oh, wait.
About?
Oh, I'm sorry. I got them confused.
Darcy is... No, Darcy is Kat Dennings.
I got them confused because they look so similar because the animation is starting to get old.
Natalie Portman was like begging on
Thor
the entire time.
She was very
time.
Thor thirsty.
Yeah, and like just completely murdering all character development that character has ever had.
I know. Where she was slipped the I love you. Like, I was like, are you fuck? I literally said out loud, are you fucking kidding me?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Stop that. Stop it. Stop it.
Frigga going out for a girl's moment.
I did like Frigga in this episode. Just her like power dynamic was good.
Listen, I like that joke. Like, I'm not as anti-Marvel humor as James is. There are a few and were a few specifically in this episode of like just complete eye rollers.
Oh yeah.
But and then at the end they had the gall.
Oh,
the moxie, the determination to be like, oh, Ultron Vision.
Oh, yeah, right. They're
with
like,
the
oh,
Infinity Stones,
this awful comedy. Okay. And then, oh, something that actually we probably care more about.
And is most likely going to be the, they bamboozled us. Yeah. Once again, they
once
gave us a
again.
Fake name for this episode.
I know.
They
what was
doing
it,
that.
What was it going to be? What would we first
I
see?
I don't care.
It was
and
something
also,
with
remember.
If Thor wasn't worthy of his mantle. I remember seeing
yes.
that somewhere.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know if that's going to be or would have been more interesting. Probably not.
No, probably not, honestly.
Listen, the part of this episode that I like was when Frigga finally got there and Captain Marvel was helping Thor pretend he was studying. Like, I didn't mind that joke one bit.
That was fine.
In fact, a lot of the jokes in this episode I enjoyed. It was a purposeful comedy, so thank God any of the jokes worked.
Yes, most landed.
Yeah, and the end of Ultra Vision is something that I'm looking forward to. But the point is, and why I'm always so disappointed, and why What If as a show is lower than Falcon and the Winter Soldier on my list currently of every show that's come out recently
I
for
am
Disney+.
Agreeing with you every episode that comes through, honestly, agreeing
it's
more
just because
more.
Every one of them is a squandered opportunity.
I know, it could have been so much better.
Just actively spitting in the MCU lowest common denominators of audience's face. Like, if you are on r/Marvel Studios and you're the top 1,000 people, they're very into, like, not one of these. You have to keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling to get to somebody who is like, I don't think that was very good.
Yeah. It's the boisterous ones.
The loudest people, specifically on the Marvel Studios subreddit, are very, very, very into it. But the IMDb reviews sound a lot like us.
Because we are, I mean, I would call myself a Marvel fanboy. I would, but I wouldn't, I can tell you the difference if something's good or not. I'm not going to say it's good just because it's Marvel.
Let me read the titles of the IMDb reviews.
Okay.
7 out of 10, solid comedic episode.
Okay.
Okay. 1 out of 10, what if we hire a 6-year-old as a scriptwriter?
I like that.
1 out of 10, annoying. 9 out of 10, freaking great and fun episode. 3 out of 10, huh? 7 out of 10, a lighthearted and fun episode. That, like, every 7+ is also going back and forth between the Marvel Studios separate. 4 out of 10, and ponder the question, why? 3 out of 10. Not what if, but why is this garbage?
Oh my God.
1 out of 10. Which 10-year-old wrote this garbage? 1 out of 10. The writers did not have the skill to pull off what they were trying to aim for. 3 out of 10. Worst episode so far. I agree with that. 1 out of 10. Weird, weird, weird. 2 out of 10. Disappointment. 1 out of 10. The dumbest episode yet. 6 out of 10. Boring episode. You gave it a D and you said it was boring. 10 out of 10. An awesome episode.
Oh my God.
10 out of 10. We like to party.
I am now reading the discussion thread of What If episode 7 here on Reddit, and I'm just shaking my head a little bit at some of these comments. Like, are people just quoting the one line from the show as if that is their review, you know? Like,
well, to be fair, Adam, that is a lot of Reddit.
I know.
It's a lot of the internet, actually.
I know it is, and I hate
it. In fact, there are many times where, like, on more cynical subreddits, people will put a quote from a show, and then the next comment below it will be another quote from this show. Just the words, another quote from this show.
Yeah.
I want What If to be over now.
I know. It's, what is it, two more episodes? Two episodes? And they already did season freaking two.
I'm angry and jealous at James and at Chad for not being here and having to, like, go through this torture.
Is this not a good way to vent your frustrations?
I could do it silently or while I was asleep.
But why not
asleep?
Do it to the fans?
That's a great point. I'm sure they love... you know what? I don't know what they... I have no idea what anyone in any audience likes or dislikes. I don't... If you pretend like you know, you're stupid and I hate
Like,
you.
One of the comments on here makes me laugh because it was such a tiny, insignificant part of the episode, but they pulled this out. Dude really fixed the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Like, you know, because he didn't know, you know, he didn't know
funny.
That it was leaning already.
Comedy.
You know, it's, and he fixed it and he was just not, because it's literally the Leaning Tower. And now it's just the Tower of Pisa, yeah. Which isn't even that tall. So who gives a shit? I've heard that from a lot of people who go to Pisa. They were like, it's like a normal building. What the fuck? Why am I here?
Right. Then you see everyone taking selfies, trying to hold it up. Like, okay, we get it.
I believe you took a picture of me. We went to London, and we was next to Big Ben, my face was all scrunched up, and the caption was, I think it just should be called Ben.
Yeah, like, it's not that big.
Not that big at all. Have you guys been to New York City? Everything's big there.
Everything's ginormous. Like, welcome to America.
The next episode is supposed to be, let's go see, God, it has 18 episodes on the IMDb list because it's like preparing for a second season, which is just unreal. Episode 1.8.
I hope they change it. I hope they change it based on some of the reactions of the actual people watching it, not just the fanboys.
I mean,
hope Marvel listens to this podcast and takes fucking notes.
Guarantee you they do not listen to
this. They don't
do
it. And if you do, Marvel, cheers.
Yeah. If you listen to the probably in the 200 to 300th most popular podcast about
specifically
a show
Marvel,
that's not even like, it's called the HBO Boys. Like, it's not the Disney Plus Boys. We really fucked up with that name. We've changed
it's never
it too.
Too late this is to like, change.
Nah, man, we've changed it 3 times now. This is it. I don't care what prison we've locked ourselves in. This is it.
Okay, fair. Just gotta occasionally review HBO things.
I don't know about that. We didn't even do White Lotus, and I loved White
Lotus.
I am
so angry. Why was that not a thing? I brought this up to you.
Because James is so down about it.
You know what? I will do it with you if you'd like to do it. I will rewatch it. I loved it.
Okay, well.
There's my review.
Get in the comments section. Tell us if you want that. Anyway, episode 8 doesn't have a name yet, and episode 9 is the Ultravision fight. Unless they bamboozle us.
We think, you know?
Right. Such bullshit. Anyway, please check out our Patreon, patreon.com/HBOBOIZ for $1 or more a month, you get a bunch of extra bonus content. Adam and I did a MCU character tier list prior to this, and you can go and listen to that. Probably a longer episode than this was.
No, 100% is.
Our patrons are Connor O'Dowd, Jamie Lochner, Anthony Wells, Day 11 Podcast, James Watch My Dong, Atheist Unstoppable, Chris Wood, Brinkin, Day 11 Westworld, Craig, John Jers, Major Woody, and Carol Andreas. And if you give $1 or more a month, I will also try to rap battle your name. And we have just the amount of people that I can have for one breath right now. So one or two, and I'll run out of a breath. Isn't that worth a dollar for you? For
rap
me to maybe die of an asphyxiation?
Patreon.
That's exactly what that is. I agree 100%. And I'm glad you said it.
God, I miss Nice Peter.
Nice Peter.
Isn't
he still around?
Yeah, I don't know. Around. They're great. I loved the rap battles of history. That was great.
You know, when I gave up in my soul that I assumed was already dead?
When?
You know when I let it die?
When?
When that duck married Kat Dennings.
Dude, I was so, I was so angry.
Fuck this fucking show.